all through Christ, all through Christ. That's what I want to have us think about for a few moments here today. And it's, I really want to work out of a very familiar passage, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. If I say that, somebody can probably quote it even before I put it up there. Right, because it's a motto for many of us, right? That we can do everything through Christ who what? Who strengthens us. Yeah, and that's a principle, right? That's a declaration. That's a promise that I think would be good for us to consider and take to heart this morning. That probably speaks to where we're all at in some sense or another. So, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. That's more than a motivational phrase for us to put on our bathroom mirror, you know. It's more than a social media message to post to our social media. It is a principle and a sense of the promise. It's a reminder for us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So that verse, if understood and believed, encourages us, enables us to overcome obstacles, to face battles, to bear burdens, to fight foes, to conquer challenges, and to sacrifice in the way that God would have us to sacrifice. So it's a great verse. What I want to do is kind of just break it down into three parts this morning and then come back when we're done and kind of give three takeaways or three applications. So Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, the first part of which says, I can do all things. You guys say that. You mean that? Yeah, hopefully you mean that. And hopefully we mean that, right? That we can do all things. Now, when Paul says all things, what does he mean by all things? Does Paul mean, well, I can do whatever I dream up? Like, if I decide that I want to flap my arms and fly, I can fly? No, obviously he doesn't mean that, that we can do just anything and everything. I remember reading the story one time of Muhammad Ali. Remember him, the famous boxer? And he was on the airplane, and he didn't have a seatbelt on, the lap belt, and the flight attendant said, sir, I'm going to have you, you know, put your seatbelt on. And he said, Superman don't need no seatbelt. To which the flight attendant said, Superman don't need no airplane either. So we're not Superman, right? We can't fly. This verse doesn't mean that we can just do anything and everything that we set our minds to. I think it's within the will of God that it is talking about. We're not Superman. There are certain things that we can't do. This verse isn't about, chanting this so that we can, you know, run faster than a locomotive or a speeding bullet or jump over a tall building in a single bound. It's a little more profound than that. So what is he talking about here in these all things? Well, all things, literally in the original language in the Greek, is at the first of the sentence. And when in that Greek language they wanted to put the emphasis on something, they would put it at the beginning of the sentence. So really, it reads more literally, all things I can do through Christ who strengthens me. The all things is the emphasis that no matter what comes our way, no matter what we face, no matter whether we have much or we have little, whatever hardships, difficulties might come our way, that we have a power through Christ that we are able to draw upon. All things I can do through Christ, not just some things, not just a few things, not just some occasional churchy spiritual things, but all things I can do through Christ who strengthens me. Actually, in context, this verse is in the context of verses 10 through 12, which come just before it. I won't read all those, but maybe Robert can put it up on the screen with the next two or three slides. Next one. There we go. So, this verse 13 follows verses 10 through 11, and maybe your Bible has the heading, God's provision for Paul. Or maybe something about contentment in Christ or whatever it might be. But in verse 11 there, Paul says this, I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. So really the context of this verse is contentment. It's not about some verse that we can chant and just be able to, you know, pass a test that we haven't studied for. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, that isn't the idea. The idea is that Paul had learned contentment. I want to emphasize that part, that for all of us, as we walk in Christ, contentment is something that we learn over time, we grow in over time as we trust in Christ and His provision and His sovereign will and providence in our lives. So Paul says, I've learned to be content in whatever situation I am. And then in verse 12, he says, I know how to be brought low and I know how to abound in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. So Paul there is he's talking about material provision, but he's saying, when I've learned to trust God when I've had an abundance, right? When the harvest was good, and I've learned to trust God when the harvest wasn't so good. And I've learned to trust God in any and every circumstance. And there is a sense in which we need to learn contentment in the material things that we face. But I think the principle is true that in all areas of life, we need to learn to be contented. Now, what is contentment? If I had to define it, I'd say contentment is it's trusting God. It's trusting that God is good and that God is great and that God is in control. And whether I have much at the time or I have little at the time, whether I have what I feel like I need at the time or whether I feel like I don't have what I need at the time, like I can trust that God is at work, that God is in control, that God is a good God, that God is a loving Father who cares about me. I can put my hope and my trust in Him. And so Paul had learned that sense of inner peace and inner assurance and inner confidence that comes from Christ. You think about Paul and just think about his circumstances. I have another verse, actually a couple slides ahead, Robert, from 2 Corinthians right there. And I'm totally sure you guys can't read that, because I can't read it. But I need glasses, but that's another thing. Age is like, it has a way of like catching up with you, huh? Anyway, so in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 23-28, Paul is talking about like the adversities of life that he had gone through. And he talked about the great labors he had gone through, imprisonments, countless beatings, near-death experiences and circumstances, 39 lashes from the Jews, 3 beatings with rods, stoning, shipwrecks, being adrift at sea for a night and a day, frequent journeys and danger of rivers and robbers, dangers from his own people, dangers from the Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness and the sea. Says he faced hunger and thirst. He lacked of food, experienced cold and exposure to the elements. And then to top all of those physical things off, right, he says, on top of that, I face anxiety for the churches. Like he had this emotional weight of his care and concern for the churches that he had planted and he had gone around strengthening. So, you know, Paul, he'd experienced all kinds of things, all kinds of adversities and difficulties in life. Some of you have experienced significant loss in your life, maybe with the loss of a loved one. Some of you have faced major problems and challenges in your life, be it financial or be it relational or be it material or whatever it might be. Some of you have faced overwhelming obstacles, but perfectly, you overcame. You overcame. And how did you overcome? You overcame through Christ. Paul overcame through Christ. We can do all things how? We can all do all things through Christ. You too, and I as well, can overcome the things that come at us in life, whether we have a lot or we have a little, whether we're suffering or whether we're in good times, that all of it, we can experience victory like Paul did, which leads us to the second part of the verse. Go to the next part I want to look at. I can do all things through Christ. Everybody say through Christ. Through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. Paul said he could do all things through Him. Actually, this translation says, literally in the original, it's Him, but the reference there is to Christ. So it's through Him. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. I can get through the good times and the bad. I can get through the abundance and I can get through the lack. I can get through the suffering and the struggles. I can get through the trials and the troubles and the turbulence. I can get through the difficulties and the dangers. I can get through it all through Christ. This verse is not about the power of positive thinking. I want to be clear. Like, this is not just like, hey, just think positively. But rather, it's a declaration, it's a promise, it's a reminder that we can get through all things through Christ. Through Christ here is literally in Him. In the original, it's in Him. Many of our translations translate it through Him, because that's the idea. The idea is in Christ, in relationship with Christ, in fellowship with Christ, being in relationship with Christ and Christ being in us, that we can get through all things. Paul had a keen sense of Christ's presence in his life. The through implies Christ, it implies knowing Christ, it implies being in relationship with Christ, it implies walking with Christ and being in fellowship with Him, it implies being submitted to His lordship and leadership in our lives. It implies depending on Him. So again, I don't think this for Paul, and I don't think this for us, is like we come up against hardship and we haven't been walking with Christ and we haven't been in relationship with Christ. And if we just say this verse, then, you know, now Christ will meet us in our time of need. But where true strength comes from is having walked with Christ over time, being submitted to Christ over time, being in fellowship with Christ over time. John 15:5, and I think I have this verse up there, is where Jesus says, you know, that we're to abide in Him. And He says, for without Me you can do nothing, right? So that's kind of like the other side of this verse, because I can do all things through Christ. And then Christ reminds us in John 15 that, and then apart from Him, we can do nothing. So we can do all things through Him who what? And the last part of our verse from Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Right? Christ is the one who strengthens us. The word strengthens there, in the original language, it's a word in dunamo. The original Greek word is dunamis. It sounds like our word dynamite. That's because we get the dynamite, the word dynamite. It goes back to that idea. So this idea of the power that is in us from God is a dynamitic, that's not a word, it's a dynamic power that comes from God. And then this word here, the strength that is in dunamis, which is in dynamite, it's like God puts His power in us. One commentator says this is God infusing His power in us. And I like that imagery. I like that language that we are infused from within with the power of Christ, that no matter what we face in our life, no matter what obstacles we come up against, that we can do it through Him who strengthens us. That idea also is not just that God strengthens us one time when we place our faith and trust in Him, but rather it is a continual strengthening, is an ongoing strengthening that has power continually in our lives. It was Christ who said, or Paul who said elsewhere in 2 Corinthians 3:5, our sufficiency or competence comes from God, meaning what we are able to do, we're able to do it because it comes from God, because it comes through God. And then Paul said in Colossians 1:29, I toil or labor, struggling with all His energy, which so powerfully works in me. So we could go through verse after verse after verse about the power that we have available to us and in us, within us, through Christ and His indwelling presence within us. Paul in Ephesians prayed that they would experience what he had experienced, which was that according to the riches of God's glory that He would grant them and us, really to be strengthened with power through His Holy Spirit in their inner being. So all things we can do through Christ who strengthens us in our inner being. We have an inner resource within us. A few weeks ago, if you don't know, my mom likes to mow lawns. She's quite the little speedy lawnmower driver. Anyway, and she's out to mow lawn or whatever, and the lawnmower she has out at her house, it wouldn't run. Just discovered the battery was dead, so she got a battery, brought the battery out. She's like, put it on, and I'm not like as mechanically inclined as Steve. And anyway, so I put the battery on, and then it's like we go to start it, and the lawnmower like won't start. And I'm like, I don't know. And you know, we're all like, maybe the new battery's no good, and all this stuff. And I'm like wiggling other wires, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's got a solenoid or something, or this is a riding lawnmower, and I don't know, you know. And she's like, well, it must work. And I'm like, I have no idea. And after like 5 minutes, I just gave up, and I was like walking off. And then she hollers over, and she's like, hey, you didn't tighten down this battery cable. So I had tightened one of the cables, but I hadn't really tightened the other cable. And I was like, okay. So I went back over, tightened it up, and the lawnmower started right up. Now, see, that's not a mistake that Steve would have made, but that is a mistake that I would have made. There was a power source, but there wasn't a connection to that power source. But once that connection was made, right, then the lawnmower fired up. And there's a sense in which, you know, we have a power source within us, and that is Christ. That's the, you know, indwelling presence of Christ and the Holy Spirit that we are filled with as believers. Another commentator put it, another analogy, and he said it's like in Christ that some jumper cables are hooked up to Christ, and those jumper cables are then hooked up to us, and we are infused with the power of God. You know, this is the same power that raised Christ from the dead, you know, that we have available in and through us to help us to face the things that we face in life. So, we can do all things through Him who strengthens us. We have a power source within us that can sustain us and strengthen us in time of need. You know, Kevin and Jackie, they're facing some challenges and have been facing challenges. Our church family, you know, sort of has a challenge now that we will face in terms of, you know, what God is doing here and what's next and those things. If you're not facing anything right now personally, it's probably almost a guarantee that someday you will face something, right? And how are you going to deal with those things? And the reminder here is that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we have this wonderful promise and wonderful verse. And I want to just give you, again, before we're done, three words to kind of think about, or three kind of takeaways. And I'll put the first one up on the screen, or Robert will. And can't read that, but that says capacity. I think one of the things this verse reminds me of is that in Christ, we have the capacity to deal with whatever God allows or whatever God brings into our lives. He gives us a supernatural capacity to go through the challenges of life. Again, as I was sharing earlier, I mean, all of you have faced challenges. We've all faced challenges. You know, for my wife and I, we years ago, we faced years of infertility challenges. We had the practical challenges of, you know, two adoptions and those challenges, one of which was international, and just the logistics of all that. We built on a more practical side, we built a log house, mostly, personally, in Oregon. I've been through several, you know, significant church building programs and church building campaigns, and they put gray hairs on my head. And, you know, we just spent last year and a half our lives here remodeling a farmhouse. And, you know, so those are my challenges. And as I talk about my challenges, you have challenges, right, that you have faced and endured in your life. But Christ gives us the capacity to deal with the things that come into our lives, the troubles and the trials and those things that we face. That through Him, that we can go through anything that He brings our way. Now, there are many ways that God infuses us with His strength and expands our capacity to deal with the things that we deal with. And I was thinking through some of these. One is the Word of God, right? Because we can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, or all things I can do through Christ, all things I can do through Him who strengthens me. But like, really, how does he do that, right? Because I just put that verse up on my bathroom mirror, and then I state it and reflect on it, and He infused me with strength. No, I think it's as we walk with Christ, as we spend time with Christ. And so for me, and I'm sure for you, when you pick up this book, and you spend time in this book, and you read this book, and you study this book, and you hear this book read into your life or preached and proclaimed into your life, God uses His Word to infuse us with strength. It's like this when, if you've ever gone for some period of time without eating, and physically, then you begin to feel weak. Maybe for some of you, that's like an hour. No, it's for me. I'm hungry right now. But, you know, we feel a weakness. And sometimes we feel weak spiritually in our lives because we haven't spent time in His Word. And if we will only pick it up and read it and be encouraged by it, then God uses that to infuse His strength into our lives. When we pick up this book and we read about God's plan and we read about God's promises, we read about God's power, we read about God's provision, providence, whatever other kind of P's I could come up with, that was what I had at the moment, right? Then when we read about those things, then we are infused with His strength that allows us to overcome feelings of discouragement or feelings of defeat or feelings of disappointment, whatever it might be, that God would strengthen us by His Word. Hebrews 13:9, I love it. I don't have it up here, but it says that it is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace. This book is a book of grace, and it is good for our hearts to be strengthened by His grace. So I think the strengthening that we experience, it comes through the Word of God. The strengthening that we experience, it comes through prayer. Like, when we go to the Lord in prayer, we feel Him, I feel Him, infusing His strength into me to get through whatever it is that I need to get through. When we have other people pray for us, right, then we sense God infusing us with His strength. We've had some people praying for us as of late, and prayer works. You know that, right? We know that prayer works. And God strengthens us as we pray, as other people pray for us. So the strengthening comes as we pray. It comes as we fellowship together with one another, right? There's something just about showing up to worship the Lord together and to fellowship and to pray for one another and to study God's Word together with each other, where God strengthens us and builds us up and we sense His grace in our midst, right? So that's why we come to worship. That's why, you know, as a church, we encourage people to be part of a small group or a Bible study, because even then you get even more so into, you know, studying God's Word with others and fellowship and having people pray for you and you praying for others, so that we can all be strengthened by Christ within us individually and corporately. I was thinking, He even infuses us with His strength as we worship Him, because what is worship? Worship is lifting our eyes from the things of this earth. Worship is lifting our eyes from our circumstances and the situation that we have. It's setting our minds on things above and not the things of this world. And as we declare His worth, which is what worship is, His worship, right? As we declare His worth, our eyes are lifted off our circumstances, and we're reminded of the God who works, and the God who has worked, and the God who will continue to work, and we can join Him in that. So we're infused with the strength of Christ as we read God's Word, as we pray, as we fellowship, as we worship together as the church. Christ strengthens us through those things. It is Christ that gives us the capacity to handle those things. So no matter what Burley First Baptist Church is facing right now, no matter what Pastor Kevin and Jackie are facing right now, no matter what our family is facing right now, we can look to Christ. And it's all through Christ, that it's through Christ that we find our strength. And not only our strength just to endure, but our strength even to go beyond that. And so the second word I have for you is not just capacity, but it's another C. And my name starts with a C, so it's a good letter. Not ability. And you might say those are the same, and maybe they're close, but I use those words differently here. In the sense that, like, capacity is like, we can get through it, but capability is hey, we don't just have to survive, but we can thrive. He gives us the capability to do those things that He calls us to, or those paths that He leads us on. That Christ gives us the ability to do everything that God wants us to accomplish. For me, whether it's, you know, working, swinging a hammer on a farmhouse, or it's ministering or serving in a church in some capacity, whatever it is, whatever God calls us to, He equips us to be able to do that. What has God called you to? What is God calling you to do? What is God placed before you? Maybe that's the ministry that you're doing. Maybe it's a ministry that you're not doing that you should be doing, you know, whatever that might be. And maybe you feel inadequate in that. Maybe you feel unqualified. Maybe you feel not gifted enough, whatever it might be. But the one who calls us is the one who enables us, right? The one who not only gives us the capacity to endure hardship, but also the capability to follow through with God's calling upon our lives, those things that come to us through Christ. So through Jesus Christ, you can do everything that God wants you to do. You can obey every command that God wants you to obey. You can worship Him in every way that He wants you to worship Him. You can love Him with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. How? Because God gives you the capability, right? We love because He first loved us. And really, everything that we have really comes from God ultimately, and Christ working through us. So in Christ we have capacity, in Christ we have capability, and I'll give you one last little C, and that is confidence. I think this verse is a reminder to me, and hopefully it's a reminder to you this morning, that our confidence is in Christ. That, you know, Paul didn't just say, I can do all things, or all things I can do. He said, I can do all things, how? Through Christ, who strengthens me. And that's where our confidence comes from as believers, that whatever situation and circumstance we're facing in life, that we may not understand what God is doing in it, and we may not understand how we're going to get through it, so to speak, but our confidence is in Christ, that I can do all things. And it's not a pull myself up by my own bootstraps, but it's as I'm in relationship with Christ, as I'm walking with Christ in fellowship with Him, submitted to His Lordship in my life, that whatever comes my way, I can be infused with His strength to be able to endure that, to be able to overcome that, and to be able to live for Him. So our confidence is in Christ. Our confidence is not in our sufficiency, it's in His sufficiency. Right? Our confidence is not in our abilities, our confidence is in His abilities. So maybe you're lacking confidence at the moment. You know, confidence in something personally that's before you, or confidence in something related to your church family, or confidence that God is going to come through, or confidence that God is going to provide, whatever it might be. But our confidence is in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So that verse, we might have it memorized. We may have it posted on our refrigerator. It might be there on our social media. We might have some neat print that we picked up from the Christian bookstore that we have hanging, right? It isn't just a motivational statement. It was a declaration for Paul, and I pray that it would be a declaration for us, that I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Let's say it together. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Yeah, let's pray together. Lord God, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the reminder. Just this little simple verse. Sometimes we don't think about the full implications of it. But we thank You for the simple reminder that, Lord, no matter what we face, we can face it in relationship with You, through You. You and us, Lord, us and You. And that You are the one who infuses us with Your dynamic power, Your dynamic strengthening, that You love us, that You fill us with Your Holy Spirit, and we can walk with You. So Lord, no matter what personal challenges are before us, no matter what action steps are before us, Lord, whether we're in material need right now or having material abundance, Lord, whether we're struggling or whether we're thriving right now, whatever it is, Lord, thank you that we can enjoy all things and get through all things, Lord, through Him who strengthens us. Lord, again, we're reminded of Pastor Kevin this morning and his health, and we just lift him up. And Lord, he knows this verse full well. And Lord, but sometimes there are things that we know, but we don't walk in them. And not saying that about him, Lord, but just I pray, Lord, that he have a special sense of your presence in forthcoming, just in things he's dealing with. And Lord, that his strength would be in you, that his confidence would be in you, Lord, and that you might lift him up and, Lord, heal him. And for our church family, as we face uncertainty, Lord, we're reminded that no matter what that is, that we can do all things through you, who strengthens us. And Lord, for each of us individually, Lord, thank you that you give us the capacity to deal with the trials and the troubles and the tribulations of life. Thank you that you give us the capability to not just endure them, Lord, but to overcome them. And thank you, Lord, that our confidence can be placed in you and not in ourselves. So, Lord, help us to lift our eyes from our own situations and, Lord, fix our eyes on you, the author and perfecter of our faith. And, Lord, just with each head still bowed and eyes still closed, if there's anyone here today who, Lord Jesus, has never stepped over the line of faith, Lord, recognizing what you did for them on the cross as you died for their sins, and, Lord, if they will place their faith and trust in you, they can be forgiven and come into eternal relationship with you. I pray that today would be the day. I would pray that they would turn to you and perhaps stop trying to overcome the things of life in their own strength, in their own power, but they would discover the joy and the gladness that comes from being in Christ and living through Christ. So, Lord, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he is the one who saves. And we thank you as a church. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.